Welcome back. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon, and we are joined by Jane Duker. You know her. She's a local attorney, former candidate for Democratic nomination for St. Louis County Executive, and former chief of staff of Governor Holden. Jane, welcome back to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
You know, I'm here in New York State, so obviously I'm seeing a lot of news about Zohran Mamdani.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren was asked yesterday if Zohran Mamdani was, I'm paraphrasing, the future of the party. And she said, you bet. Jane, what's your take on that comment and Zohran Mamdani?
Well, first of all, it's ridiculous. And, you know, this does arise from the problem that I've been pointing out for a while, that when Democrats don't properly brand themselves in a positive way, it will be branded for you. And, you know, I mean, Bernie Sanders loves him. He's not even a Democrat. And, you know, I'm not surprised that Elizabeth Warren loves him. But this is, I mean, this is like the socialist wing of the party, though. And I don't think it reflects the values of most Democrats. But, I mean, New York could cause problems for Democrats. If we don't get it together, he is going to be our brand. AOC is going to be our brand. Bernie's going to be our brand. And if we don't shake it, I think the American people are not going to be interested in Democrats.
So who does it take to push back? Because I'm not saying that you have everyone getting in line with Mamdani, but you don't see pushback. You don't see Governor Hochul pushing back on Mamdani or Hakeem Jeffries pushing back.
Well, I mean, I think the failure of them to take his calls, you know what I mean, for to help campaign and to endorse, I think that speaks loudly. But you're right. I mean, if the party doesn't come out and say, these are not, defunding the police is not our values. I mean, that's what needs to be said. I mean, and I think when you say pushback, that's what it should mean. It should mean that we come out and say, you know what? We are a capitalist country. There may be Republicans, there may be Democrats, but we are all capitalists. We are not socialists. And this idea that New York is going to provide free daycare is delusional. It's delusional. And what I don't like is these local governments in the cities who want to rebel against whatever, that they think that they can take on problems that are not properly local government. Child care is not a local government issue. They don't have enough money. I mean, they would have to fully defund the police in order to provide free child care. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. So, you know, I'm hoping this is a good opportunity for Democrats to stand up. I am nervous whether they will do it.
So if you had the ear of an Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo, I mean, would you tell one to step down, and who would you tell to step down?
I would probably see, this is also the problem. When the other candidates are not that great, you know, it doesn't help. And so like this is one of those situations where you should like start over. But that's not possible. So, I mean, you're going to have one of these candidates stand up and say, I'm not going to defund the police. You may not like me for A, B, and C, but I'm going to keep you safe. And that needs to be the message. I mean, without making people safe, nothing else matters. And every poll will always tell you public safety is the number one issue. So I don't know why Democrats, I've been a Democrat for, you know, 30 something years. And, you know, when I was in the party and we were actually winning statewide races in Missouri, we were not anti-police.
Yeah.
And there were just in firefighters. Those are working people. We're supposed to be the party of the working person. And we've lost our way on that.
So, you know, we hear so much about the, Democrat Party. I mean, obviously, Republicans are underwater. They're under 50%. But Democrats are historically low in some of these polls. Is it, yes. You know, we hear so much about it being the woke end of the party. I mean, does that coincide with the ultra left like the AOCs? Do you think that is playing into these low poll numbers?
Oh, no question. Absolutely no question. I think that, I mean, the presidential should show you that. People want to feel safe. They want to feel safe from the border, and they want to feel safe within cities. And that is not happening. And I do think, I don't think the middle, the people that we're supposed to get in presidentials, believed that Kamala would actually do what it takes to, to keep people safe. I mean, she was a prosecutor and people didn't believe her. because she spent a lot of years almost denying that she was a prosecutor. And I think people sense that. And, I think if we don't get over the wokeness, I wonder what the Republican Party is going to do after Trump is gone. I mean, who's going to fill that void? But the Democrats have a more fundamental problem in that we have not defined ourselves as to what we are. And I think that's what we need to do.
Now, Jane, I'm sure you'll be asked this and have been asked this for the next few years, but you talk about the void after Trump for Republicans. I mean, it should be an opportunity for Democrats to take advantage of. Who is or who are, maybe there's a list, the candidates that you think would help the Republican Party, I'm sorry, the Democratic Party, follow the MAGA movement of Trump?
Well, I mean, I think that one, you're going to need a moderate. This idea that we need to go further left to make our fortunes better is ridiculous, okay? Because we're never going to get that middle. As small as it is, we're never going to get that middle. So it's going to have to be somebody in moderate. My belief is that we need to find somebody in the Midwest. Going to either coast right now, I just don't think is a good sale for the American people. And so I think we need to find a Midwesterner. We need to find somebody who's pro-police, who understands. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's got to be like in the middle, like Bill Clinton. I mean, he stole the middle by talking about fraud, waste, and abuse. And now we act like it's a dirty word. I mean, he was the man who got us a budget surplus. And, you know, and we're going to reject those values. I mean, that's it. To me, it is more important that we get somebody consistent with those values. The values that the bulk of Americans believe. We have to stop talking about all these fringe issues that affect 1 million of 1% of the population.
Do you think you mentioned Bill Clinton, Arkansas now a pretty dominantly red state. Do you think it's someone from a red state like an Andy Beshear who, you know, Trump wins the state by 30, but somehow Beshear continues to win the governor's seat?
Beshear is a very good example of what I'm talking about. And he's sort of bucking the woke, the woke trend. And I mean, we're seeing it like so here in St. Louis. I mean, the voters are rejecting kind of the woke. That's sort of done. And I think that, even in urban areas, people are starting to think, well, you know what? Maybe we don't want to be shot. Maybe we do want to be safe. And maybe, this experiment that we tried where we defund the police and we let everybody out of jail, maybe that's not the right way we go. So I do believe there is a movement toward the middle. But, this guy in New York, he's going to frustrate us. He's going to frustrate our brand because if he gets through, it's going to be, he's the easiest guy to point to. And again, if we don't brand ourselves, it's going to be done for us.
And because it's New York, it might be a local election, but it does have national consequences.
It could. I mean, it's going to just make it a little bit harder for us to develop the brand that we want in order to start capturing the middle. I mean, we captured the middle, 4 years ago. And, and we gave it away. And so I think that, I think both parties, I think next election, both parties have a lot of soul searching to do. And it might be a real opportunity for everyone to realign. But we have to start preparing for that now.
I know we're running out of time, but I got to ask you, speaking of the next election, the midterms are next year, and we're seeing the Texas Democrats in Illinois, they're in Albany. Now, I'm looking at this as, regardless of what you think about the debate in Texas, I'm looking at the outrage from the left as, it's five seats, and yes, the Republicans might be unpopular, but we're historically unpopular. Are the Democrats looking at the midterms as, this might not be the easy takeover of the House that we thought?
Yes. And I mean, people may not admit it, but, we had a possibility, to take the normal situation, which is the incumbent loses seats and, do more with that and actually start to put us in a good position for the next presidential. But I've not really seen the planning, the coalescing, the message, the message discipline, the message development at all. So I'm afraid that we're going to miss an opportunity to make some gains. I am cautiously optimistic we can still get there, but I So, you know, and now the political cycle is so much faster than it used to be. And so things can change on a dime. And I'm sort of hoping that something helps us with that. But right now, I'm not thrilled. I think people sort of think that we're doing okay right now. And so, I mean, Trump may not get, a contrary message in the midterms. And that could be bad for us, because they're going to roll a lot of policies through if that happens. So it's going to be interesting.
Hey, Jane, great talking to you, and we'll hear from you again soon.
Great. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. That's Jane Duker, local attorney, former candidate for St. Louis County Executive and former chief of staff for Governor Holden. We'll be back with our final segment after this.